are listening to the Business Podcast, featuring today's most successful entrepreneurs and business leaders.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
Are you ready?
Hey, welcome to the Parents Culture Parents Network. I'm your host, Michael H. Scott. And here this evening, we're going to talk about the recruiting aspect of the process. What is it in the process? What is it that you need to know as a parent? What is it that you want to know as a parent? Should you be involved in the recruiting process? Do you think that that's something that you really and truly should be a part of? I would tell you yes. Parents, we must be the advocates for our children. We must be that frontline person for our children. In other words, I'm telling you, parents, you have to be your child's very first agent in the college recruiting process. So if you're interested, hey, let me know.
Hey. Welcome to another evening here on Parents Culture Parents Network. As always, I want to try to promise you some information that you may not have heard before or some information that may energize you to get in gear, get in motion. Take the recruiting prospect or recruiting process to another level and look at it from a new perspective. You know, I chimed in and made a little note to talk about the rules of sports. You know, but oftentimes when you talk about the rules of sports, what are we talking about? Many of us will want to think that we're talking about the rules of sports and that being something as simple as a basket. In a basketball game, is that 2 points or is that 3 points? A shot behind the line, is that a two-pointer or is that a three-pointer? You know, those simple things such as that. But no, that's not the conversation for this evening. Let's take the conversation to a very new perspective. A very different perspective, should I say. A perspective that make you just think a little bit. You know, oftentimes we look at the rules of sports, and they are often handed to us. You know, our coaches are giving them to us. Athletic directors may hand them to us, or, you know, you got somebody that's involved in the game or that's part of the game that may get us a copy of the information. But one thing I have noticed, the topic I want to bring up this evening and where I want to drive our conversation to, is it something that's readily available to you? Is it something that you're giving a thorough explanation or understanding of? What am I talking about? I'm talking about NCAA violations. Basically, those are the rules of the game as it pertains to high school going into high school transitioning into athletics. Those are the rules of the game. Those are the things that you should be familiar with in order to avoid issues, unwanted issues. But, as I very clearly stated, that information is not readily available to us, us being parents, parents of athletes. Something that our children will have to follow as guidelines as they pursue their careers or as they are exposed to the transition between high school moving into college athletics. Now, whether or not we're talking about the NCAA or whether or not we're talking about the NAIA, whatever, whoever the ruling body is, and I am a firm believer that that information should be made available to parents. And the athletes should have a thorough understanding of the process. Which you would think that that would help them to avoid issues. You know, they learn about it. They learn about it as they're into college. But is that really and truly the place for them to learn this information? Don't you believe that that information should be exposed to them in middle school transitioning into high school, so by the time that they are eligible to enter the recruiting process, which there will be a percentage in the recruiting process, now they are very familiar or extremely familiar with the NCAA requirement, which will help them avoid violations. And actually, you know, we can even take this one step further where not just a familiarity, but where they would be required to test out on it, where they would be required to be thoroughly challenge in NCAA requirements to ensure that you have a full understanding of what these requirements are. Why shouldn't that happen? You know, as I look at the NCAA violations, at one point in time, it was a two-tier situation. You had a major violation, and then you had what they have called or deemed as infraction. Now it's actually broken down into four different categories. But even in looking at those four categories just echo what we just read in the previous category. And then you just take the level of severity, you know, it was a severe situation, or whether or not it was a serious situation, or, you know, whether or not we're talking about just a incidental issue, you know. So you go all the way from severe to incidental, and it's just leveled down. You know, the biggest thing is, my concern with that is, even when they're talking about and listening to, reading about what the NCAA has put out there as far as a violation, they give you a very vague understanding of what it is. And even the understanding that they supply primarily pertains to the institution and the staff, coaches, administrators, those individuals. What are the guidelines and what is the structure, requirements, regulations that should guide? That's my question. That's my concern. That's where the conversation should come in at. Parents, you'll hear me say this all the time, and I'll be very adamant about saying it. We need to take more responsibility in the process. We need to make sure that we are an active part of the process. It's not something that we could just overlook. It's not something that we could just simply say, okay, my son can handle it or my daughter will handle it. No, we need to go ahead and make sure that we are adamant about it. Because as our children hit the magical age of 18, all of a sudden, you know, society wants to say, well, they're grown. They have to give you permission in order for you to access their grades. Well, that way, so that, you know, they're able to register them in, the military. They're able to make sure that when something happens to them, they are held accountable in the court system as an adult. But as we all know, are they really and truly adults at that point? Are they really and truly adults to the point of, they are decision makers? They are able to maintain and sustain on their own. We know that's not the truth. So, parents, our involvement in the recruiting process is a must. It's not optional. It is a must. As I'm talking about the rules, you know, I think about various things, and I think about how our kids are thrusted into the recruiting process. And I think about how fast they can lose their eligibility. You know, if at any point in time, we're talking about a high school or a college player, that, you know, all of a sudden decide to use the services of an agent or work with someone who is acting, on the behalf of an agent and use that individual's services, a.k.a. a runner or street agent or, you know, or whomever, then there's a possibility that they can lose their eligibility. Now, I noticed that the NCAA has stated agent or someone that's acting in the capacity of an agent or, you know, like a runner. But very little was said about losing their eligibility if, in fact, all the fact that they are interacting or dealing with or having a relationship with a booster. What is the difference? Why are they let off the hook for this difference? Curiosity for me, because at the end of the day, that person can be more just as detrimental to the situation than any agent. Be mindful of that situation just as much as we are mindful of them dealing with an agent. But that's not being said. You know, you have very little conversation over a booster or a contributor, heavy supporter, alumni, one of those individuals. But you'll have plenty of conversation based around an agent. Well, folks, you know, that was just something I wanted to share with you this evening. I figured I'd drop that out there. Over the last couple of weeks, I've noticed that I've had some type of technical difficulty actually accessing my Blog Talk Radio site. And that, I find that extremely interesting. So, with that being said, I'm going to wind down this show. Keep your eyes and ears open, because at some point in time, I probably will be uploading a show that will echo what I said this evening, because I did want to share this information with you, because I do find this information to be extremely valuable to what we must do as parents of athletes. So, as always, folks, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. And I'm hoping that we are going to be able to get past these technical issues I've been experiencing and be able to move forward. So, with that being said, check us out each and every Sunday evening here at Parents Go to Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, M.H. Scott. And as always, I like to try to promise you another wonderful show. We're trying to bring some information to the table that gives you a reason to scratch your head, give you a different and new perspective, give you a aha moment, because we realize the importance of what parents must do in the recruiting process. So you can check us out each and every Sunday evening here on Blog Talk Radio, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right? It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. So until then, we'll see you on the next trip. Have a great evening.